I want to read one more metrical poem. And a very different one. This one is a poem that I wrote about Oxford. I spent a couple of years at Oxford, and I really had a very good time. There are irritations that occur with any place. Some years afterwards, I wrote my Oxford poem, and it seemed sort of irritable to me. I wrote it in heroic couplets. They start out heroic, and then they weaken and get cowardly. I wrote in heroic couplets because it's the only possible way to write a poem about Oxford. Oxford University in the 50s must have been the only place in the world which, when it had a poetry prize and announced it, had the last sentence of the announcement said, "The poem need not be written in heroic couplets." You know, that's pretty fantastic, you know, for now, for the middle of the 20th century. Unbelievable. Well, it's a really heroic couplet place, or it was a few years ago. This is called, I lived in Christchurch, and in the meadow buildings, overlooking great meadows, going down to the river. And all through the poem, various words are sort of capitalized and underlined in the manner of some of the 18th century books. Anything that's a proper name. Often I saw, as on my balcony, I stirred the afternoon into my tea, enameled swords descending to the Thames, called Isis here, and flowers that were gems. Cattle in herds, and great senescent trees, through which, as Pope predicted, ran the breeze. Ad sinistram, where limpid Charwell flows, often I saw the punts of gallant beaux, who sang like shepherds to each gentle love, quaint tales of Trojan warriors to prove that loving maidens are rewarded here with bastards and with pints of watered beer. Here, too, I saw my countrymen at large, expending Kodachrome upon a barge. From chauffeured car or touring omnibus, they leered at me, calling me them, not us. A jutting woman came to me and said, "Your Highness, can those big white geese be fed?" "Yankee, go home," I snarled. Of course, the swans, as the bard puts it, are reserved for dons. She fainted then, beside two Christchurch porters, who cast her, as I told them, on the waters. My one and only heroic couplet.